Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Wednesday, September 24th, 2025. Let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We have our Peace and Freedom Rally in Uptown Kingston, New York, on the Four Corners of Freedom. You go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com. And who's the one of the top speakers there? Judge Andrew Napolitano, the man of men, who knows more about or says more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights than anyone that I know. And Judge, thanks for being here. And you have an article coming out tomorrow. And it's maybe I shouldn't go on with this. It's about freedom of speech. You're not allowed to have freedom of speech.
Oh, boy, we might get in trouble if we talk about the freedom of speech.
And you're not allowed to talk about peace. No one anywhere on the prostitute media, the ABC, the CBS, the NBC, the FUCs, yeah, can't talk about peace, not allowed on there. You can only talk about war. You got an article coming out, and the quote, as you begin it with, it's going to be out tomorrow. By the way, everybody, you got to go to Judging Freedom. What the judge is putting out there, nobody else has, the people he brings on. Free speech and its discontents. Quote, it does me no injury for my neighbor to say there were 20 gods or no god. It neither picks my pocket nor breaks my leg. Thomas Jefferson.
I mean, that really is the essence of Jefferson's belief, expressed in a very pithy way, that the freedom of speech is a natural, personal, inalienable right that the government cannot interfere with, either by legislative action or executive command. So when the Biden administration says to Google, you got to suppress that speech that's anti-vaccine, even though one of the speakers is a senator and a doctor, and when the Trump administration says to ABC, you got to suppress that guy that you have on late night TV because what he's saying is very offensive to the people mourning the death of Charlie Kirk. When the government does those things, it is doing indirectly what the First Amendment prohibits it from doing directly. The First Amendment directly prohibits the government from infringing upon the freedom of speech. So both the Biden administration and the Trump administration used private entities to do their infringing. Biden's people used Google. Trump's people used ABC News. And in both cases, it worked. And now it's been exposed. Google, and you and I have a lot of issues with them, but they now admit mea culpa. They admit that they were wrong. I don't know what their lawyers told them 4 years ago, but now they're admitting that they were wrong. They're reinstating everybody who attacked vaccines. A lot of people probably lost a lot of business because they were using and relying on YouTube to get their message out, like you and I do. And of course, this guy, Jimmy Kimmel, with whom I probably don't agree on much, but will defend to the death his right to say whatever he wants, he's now back on. So maybe, and of course, I'm going to talk about this. My topic is the freedom of speech at your rally on Saturday. Maybe this is a free speech moment in America. You know, these freedoms wax and wane throughout history. They shouldn't. They should always be preeminent, especially something like speech. But maybe we are about to enjoy a free speech moment because the government got caught with its pants down. Google admitting the Biden people pressured them, and ABC admitting the Trump people pressured them.
I don't know. You know, this was this beyond the, how do you say, Bondi? Our attorney general?
Well, she doesn't understand the Constitution. I can only imagine what you're going to read. The lady doesn't understand the Constitution. She's just mouthing what she thinks Trump wants to hear, but let's hear it.
Bondi said, there's free speech and there's hate speech. And there is no speech, no place, especially now, especially what happened to Charlie, in our society. We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech.
Well, if she took the basic course on the Constitution in law school, and if she passed it, and if she passed the bar exam, I'm assuming the answers to those questions are yes, yes, and yes, she would know that there is no such thing as hate speech. That speech which offends is protected speech, because one person's offense is another person's music. And the listener makes that choice, not the government. Who is she going to go after, and for what?
How about I hate Genocide Joe for stealing all our money to keep the Gaza genocide going? How about I hate what Trump is doing in supporting Israel's genocide and the stealing of Palestinian land in the West Bank? Get Salenti arrested. How dare you hate that?
Well, under her theory of the First Amendment, which, of course, I said has been rejected by the Supreme Court since 1963, which is probably before she was born, under her bizarre theory of the First Amendment, they would come after you and me because we hate what the government is doing. Even though that is absolutely protected speech. She did walk that back, and then she sort of said it again because somebody went to Home Depot and wanted to photocopy posters announcing the Charlie Kirk funeral, and the person at Home Depot refused to print the posters, so she threatened to prosecute. Prosecute us. It's not a crime, even if there were a law that said you had to take the posters. Prosecute Home Depot. So she's off the wall. She's just a mouthpiece for the White House. She's not a serious lawyer running an independent Justice Department. Look, Trump fired a prosecutor because a grand jury rejected an indictment. They rejected the indictment because the FBI couldn't come up with evidence of crime. Now, Trump hates the person, the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James. You and I don't agree with her on anything, but you can't prosecute her for a crime that you can't prove. Trump doesn't care. He fired the prosecutor, ordered a new prosecutor to find a charge against. This is like Joe Stalin. Remember this one, Gerald? Show me the man, and I'll show you the crime.
Bondi went on Fox and declared that Department of Justice was investigating businesses accused, you ready? As you just said, of refusing to print Charlie Kirk's picture for vigils. We can prosecute you for that, she warned. Our attorney general.
I mean, if it weren't so serious, because even the threat of a prosecution can be ruinous to reputation, to business, and to your bank book, if it weren't so serious, it would be laughable because it is so far afield from what the law truly is. But it is an example of governmental intolerance with people who disagree with it, which is why Madison and Jefferson had the foresight to write into the fundamental law of the land, the government has nothing to do with speech. As I said in that article, who cares what the government thinks?
Yeah. No, and that's the word. Government, why don't we take it? Who are these people? They put these clowns under the broad level of government. Get back into your house. COVID's out there. Don't forget to wear this mask. And remember, before you masturbate, you better sanitize your hands. I'm the governor. I'll tell you what to do. What government? These are arrogant little pieces of scum with bad attitudes, narcissistic freaks that are robbing us of our freedom. And we put it under the... Look at this clown lady, but one after another.
Well, I think you're right. She's an example, and it's not just Trump. It's the Senate. She should never have been confirmed. You know, the Senate now confirms people en masse, so there isn't even a vote on individual nominees. The last confirmation had 45 human beings in it, one vote. Only Rand Paul voted against these people. The other Republicans all vote in favor of them, even though many of them are patently unqualified. A person that cannot articulate basic black letter law means every lawyer knows what it is. A person that cannot articulate black letter law has no business being the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. Maybe she'd be a good press secretary, but not a good attorney general.
It's a joke. This article you have here is so important to read. You see, the modern concept of freedom of speech did not dawn until the Warren Court in the 1960s. In two cases, the Supreme Court ruled there is no such thing as hate speech, and the government may not do indirectly what is prohibited from doing directly.
It's just what we talked about. I mean, this was a state attorney general saying to a publisher, we think your author's books are dangerous and we want you to tell them to dial it back. And the Supreme Court said, go take a hike. I mean, the publisher lost in the lower courts, but then it made its way to the Supreme Court, which unanimously said, you can't do that. You can't use the power of government. If an individual in the government doesn't like the book, that individual has the freedom of speech like anybody else, but he or she cannot use the levers of governmental power to suppress free speech. That's been the law of the land, as I said, since before Pam Bondi was born.
Again, you know, it's one thing after another. They're just robbing us of our freedom, stealing our money to keep ramping up these wars. And
does it matter who's the president? Does it matter which party controls Congress?
No.
I mean, debt increases, wars rage, presidents kill, nothing changes. Nope. Whether it's Barack Obama or Donald Trump, nothing seems to change. They glory in killing people.
Talking about Trump came out, you know, just did a, hey, don't forget, let's go back to the campaign in 2024. Hey, you elect me, I'm going to end that Ukraine war in 24 hours, all right? Hey, now that I'm elected, I'm going to end that war's going to end before I get inaugurated, all right? And how about that Kellogg Frosted Flakes, the clown boy playing over there? What's his role? He said the war in January. He said the war in Ukraine will end in 100 days,
and Russia will lose.
Yeah. And now, what's Trump saying?
Now Trump is saying Ukraine can win, and it can win back all of the land, including Crimea, which was the subject of a vote, of a plebiscite. It can win back all of the land now under Russian control. I mean, this is simply so irrational that you have to question the president's thinking. It's a metaphysical impossibility for this to happen.
Here's what
why he says something like that, who the hell knows? He also says Russia's a paper tiger. I mean, they have the strongest military and nuclear weapons on the planet. They are not a paper tiger. What does he gain by saying that?
You mean this is the Russia that in World War II, they lost over 25 million people that were killed by the Germans, and they were the first ones to defeat Germany, that Russia?
Yes. Yeah, the Russia, without that Russia, Germany would have prevailed in Europe in World War II. Trump says the U.S. won the war. Russia won the war.
Yeah. This is what Trump said yesterday. After getting to know and fully understand the Ukraine-Russia military and economic situation, let's just stop at that. After getting to know and fully understand, what took you so long to getting to know and fully understand?
It's hard for me to believe that he fully understands anything. What good towards peace came from the conference in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah.
The answer's easy. Nothing.
Nothing. But he claimed that there was.
Yes.
He goes on to say, and after seeing the economic troubles it is causing Russia, I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight, and this is all in caps, win all of Ukraine back in its original form. Oh, wait a minute. Its original form? You mean going back to with Catherine the Great over there when it was part of Russia? That original form? Oh, no, no, we'll keep going. And that Russia has been, quote, fighting aimlessly for 3.5 years, a war that should have taken a real military power less than a week to win. Wait a minute. A real military power less than a week to win? You mean the Vietnam War, America's war, that how many years did that go on that we lost? Oh, how about the Afghan War, the longest war in American history that we lost? Oh, I forgot about the Iraq War that we lost. And you got the nerve to say would have taken a real military power less than a week to win? So I guess America's not a real military power.
There you go. And you're the commander-in-chief, Mr. President.
Commander-in-chief. What a joke.
Well, it's dangerous. He's killing people, Gerald. He's blowing up these speedboats in the Caribbean. He's executing people before they're charged, tried, and convicted. They don't even know the people's names. They can't even articulate what the crime was. This is very, very dangerous. This goes back to George W. And to Barack Obama, who boasted about killing people. And now Trump does it on television. He has the Defense Department film it, and then they make the film public.
Yep. You mean the Barack Obama that's quoted in the book Double Down, I'm really good at killing people? That Barack Obama?
That despicable Barack Obama.
The Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Oh, Trump wants the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize, too.
He said so yesterday at the UN.
Yep. And again, he's talking about that Russia's, that Ukraine could beat Russia. This is from 7/21/23. Vladimir Zelensky says Ukrainian counteroffensive about to gain pace. This is from June 5th, 2023. U.S. says Ukraine has sufficient supplies to counteroffensive. May 29th, 2023. Former Russian commander in Ukraine says Putin could be overthrown. Russia taking credible losses in Ukraine. Senior U.S. I think that unfortunately the Russians have not fully learned how tough Ukraine military is. You know who said that? Victoria Nuland. That was March 30th, 2022. One lie after another on how Ukraine was going to win the war. Nobody talks about it. Nobody cares. And going back to Trump, he lied his way into office as saying that he would be a peace president. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars. October 20th. 2024. If I were president, he said, I would have settled in one day the war, 24 hours. I want immediate peace with the Ukraine war. He said that on January 20th. On and on and on. I'm moving quickly to end wars, settle conflicts, and restore the planet to peace. I want peace. That was in a press release January 25th of this year.
Well, nobody takes him seriously. He's participated in luring negotiators to their own deaths. You know, these traps in Iran and Lebanon and Doha, where the negotiators were invited by Witkoff only to have the Israelis attempt to assassinate them. I don't know who would negotiate with the U.S. I don't know who would take him seriously. But that's where we are. And we'll be pounding away at all of this on Saturday afternoon.
Did you see the cover of this week's Trends Journal?
I did, yes.
We got banned from YouTube for putting this up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, those aren't my words. Those are his words, right? He said again, everybody, please come here on this coming Saturday. Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Joe Lauria, Dennis Kucinich, Ray McGovern, Garland Nixon, and Roger Waters is going to be doing a live broadcast. I'm going to have other speakers as well. We're doing everything we can to bring peace on earth, goodwill to all. It's up to us to do it. It's not, you know, the government. They're warmongering little freaks. None of these little boys and girls fight in wars. Remember the crap they used to say? If only women were in charge, there wouldn't be war. Remember that one? Yeah. How about Hillary Clinton? Oh, when she said about, when they said that Gaddafi was killed, remember that quote she said? We came, we saw, he died. Yeah. Oh, Margaret Thatcher, I forgot her. How about Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, Condoleezza Rice, all in favor of war? Oh, but you're not, oh, women, that's a lot of crap. I don't want to hear about race, creed, color, gender. There's good and bad in everybody. Oh, yeah. That's maybe hate speech. I can't say that. Judge, thank you for all you're doing. Please, everybody come here on Occupy Peace. Go to OccupyPeace.com and go to Judging Freedom. Who's you going to have on, Judge?
Tomorrow, Professor Sachs and Colonel McGregor. This afternoon, Aaron Mate and the great Pepe Escobar.
Oh, great. Okay, Judge, see you Saturday.
You got it, my man. All the best.
All the best. Ciao, ciao.